from KQED.
President Trump's new travel ban suspends decisions on new refugee applications for 120 days. Well, here's a story about refugees in California who waited years for resettlement, even after many of them helped the United States during the Vietnam War. As Alice Daniel reports, now those aging refugees are battling a different problem.
66-year-old Yang Yang Zhang is no more than 5 feet tall, dressed in a flannel shirt and a cap with ear flaps. He and a dozen others are cutting out colored paper at a table splashed with art supplies, scissors, and stickers. Zhang folds his paper into a small box and fills it with chocolates to give to one of his grandkids. Ku Mua interprets for him.
When I come here, they help me out. I'm not just by myself, but in a group, and everybody shares, and that helps ease up the depression.
Here is the Fresno Center for New Americans. It's an organization that helps Southeast Asians, mostly Hmong, acclimate to the United States. Gia Zhang is a psychologist with the center. Sitting in his office, he says these craft projects, along with group therapy sessions, help with depression. Life is so different here, he says, and all the worries about money, jobs, and transportation just add up.
To just making a person just feel very hopeless and helpless in this new country. I mean, back home, even though you don't have a working job, you don't have an income, just as long as you have a field to farm in a jungle where you can go hunt and get food, or a river where you can go get fish for your family.
Back home in Laos, the Hmong knew the land well and were instrumental in helping the CIA fight its secret war against the communists. When the long war ended, tens of thousands of Hmong were deserted. They fled on foot to refugee camps in Thailand and eventually resettled in the U.S. The second wave arrived only 13 years ago. Many suffer from PTSD, says Zhang.
And so now they're carrying all this and they come to therapy and you say, let's talk about things that are really troubling to you. And they're saying, do I trust you? Are you sure you're going to keep it confidential? I don't know what confidentiality means. I mean, that doesn't really exist in our culture.
A culture where if you talk, you could be punished. Zhang says it takes a very long time for most clients to open up even a little bit, to just scratch the surface of their sorrow. Part of Yang Yang Zhang's depression comes from so much physical pain. He fought for 6 years in Laos. Again, Ku Mua interprets for him.
As a petite man, I was given very heavy loads to carry for days and nights. This is the reason why physically I'm not well now. I have really bad back. It's been bothering me a lot.
Yang Yang lived in refugee camps for 26 years before coming to Fresno. He wanted to get a job, but employers said he was too old and he couldn't speak English. All of this stresses him out. Sometimes he'll take an anxiety medication.
When I feel like I'm very depressed, I take the medication so it kind of like eases my mind, kind of like slowly not thinking about all the stress and pain that I have. So it helps from time to time.
That language barrier that hurt his job prospects, it also makes him and other elderly Hmong feel isolated. During group activities at the center, the elders have a chance to talk with each other about that isolation. Jua Tao, a college student who is interning here, points to a woman putting a sticker on the paper gift box she's just made.
She chose an owl because she only knows Hmong, and then her grandson only knows English, and then the only thing they both know is owl.
It's her way of reaching out to her grandson. For the past 9 years, the center has helped hundreds of older refugees with depression under the Mental Health Services Act, which funds local programs. But counselors worry there are many people in the community who aren't seeking help. Just recently, the center got a grant to hire an outreach coordinator. The idea is to go directly to where people live.
Hi,
that's Melanie Vang. She's asking to come into the home of a widow she's heard is depressed, but there's a branch of greenery hanging on the door.
Culturally, if they have some kind of bush or some kind of green thing on the door, we normally have to ask them if we can go in the house because it's spiritually, the door is locked.
It means the family is protecting the house from bad spirits and may not let us in, but
she says it's okay.
Pa Vang lives in this home. There are artificial flowers and photos everywhere, but she can hardly see them because she's going blind. She's got diabetes. It's so bad she needs dialysis. And her husband died a few years ago. She used to be a home health aide and an activist in the Hmong community, but now the days are long for her. Listening to Hmong folk music helps. Melanie interprets for her.
By listening to the music, I was able to at least ease myself out of pain and stress and depression.
Melanie suggests Pa come to the Center for New Americans to try out some of their services, maybe even group therapy. Pa is receptive to the idea, and hopefully, it means one less door for Melanie Vang to knock on. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
Alice Daniel reported that story as part of a Journalists in Aging Fellowship supported by New America Media, the Gerontological Society of America, and the Silver Century Foundation.
Did you know KQED's Best Reporting is now available as a podcast? Queued Up offers a weekly dose of storytelling with heart from the Bay Area and beyond. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Queued Up. That's Q-E-D-U-P.